Ramping up your business? The time is near. You've given it heart. Now get it in gear. It's Passage to Profit with Richard and Elizabeth Gearhart.
I'm Richard Gearhart, founder of Gearhart Law, a full-service intellectual property law firm specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights.
And I'm Elizabeth Gearhart, not an attorney, but I do marketing for Gearhart Law, and I am the founder of Gear Media Studios, a full-service podcast studio.
Welcome to Passage to Profit, the road to entrepreneurship, where we talk with celebrities and entrepreneurs about their stories and their business ventures.
It's time for your new business journey. 2 in 5 Americans are business owners or thinking about starting a business. And so we're going to ask our panel, what was an early mistake that taught you the most as a business leader?
I got one right away.
Jenna Harrison.
Yeah. Mine was waiting too long. So I actually spent 2 decades swirling in indecision about what business to start. And then when I did start, I spent a year or two building a website, believe it or not, just hiding out and not actually going for it. So don't do that.
Other thoughts?
Jerry Bragg.
Mine kind of started that same way. And, you know, we jumped in and started right away. But my big mistake, and one that I've learned from and one that I've talked to a lot of people about, is trying not to move too fast. You know, saying yes to the wrong accounts when you're not ready, when you don't have your foundation set up, you know, really put us in a bad situation. And it's a mistake that I would not like to repeat. So, you know, go at your pace, make sure that you follow your game plan and not try to jump levels.
I want to hear what Carl has to say, too.
Yeah, I approach this somewhat differently. I was 39 years old and still wondering what I wanted to do when I grew up. It was a late bloomer. And so I did a lot of thinking and soul searchings to find out what I really wanted to do. I was investing in real estate, and I was making a lot of money at it, but it wasn't satisfying. It wasn't soul satisfying. So I did a lot of research, thinking, soul searching, and I came up with 2 values. 2 personal things. I love management. Crazy if you like, but I love management. I love the ideas of management. And also, I thought, well, what do I want to manage? What would I like? And I came up with another high value, which was education. Education is very meaningful to me personally, and I think education is terribly important in the world. So once I got those 2 values, I formulated a purpose. I want to manage something to do with education. And once I decided that, I could then go for and find a business that would satisfy those 2 very high values, management and education. That's what I did.
I do want to go back to Jenna's point just quickly before we leave this discussion, though. You can plan forever. Never just, you know, take the next step forward. So there's a balance between the two. You have to have enough, I think, planning done and background information. And then at some point you have to just take the leap and start.
I guess the takeaway from the segment then is that we all make mistakes. And I think we've demonstrated that we all learn from them, right? And we try to make adjustments and improvements. And I think the entrepreneurial journey is a journey, right? And part of it is learning as you go and, you know, hopefully improving. So Passage to Profit is a nationally syndicated radio show appearing in 38 markets across the United States. In addition, Passage to Profit has also been recently selected by FeedSpot Podcasters Database as a top 10 entrepreneur interview podcast. Thank you to the P2P team, our producer Noah Fleischman, and our program coordinator Alicia Morrissey, our studio assistant Rissakat Busari, and our social media powerhouse Carolina Tabares. Look for our podcast tomorrow anywhere you get your podcasts. Our podcast is ranked in the top 3% globally. You can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, X, and on our YouTube channel. And remember, while the information on this program is believed to be correct, never take a legal step without checking with your legal professional first. Gearhart Law is here for your patent, trademark, and copyright needs. You can find us at gearhartlaw.com and contact us for a free consultation. Take care, everybody. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back next week.